Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ew, wasithwala ngempela isiphambano uKristu ehluphekela mina nawe. Usibunowa uthi ewe eGetsemane ihambe kanjalo ke i3 songs in a row ngiqale ngo Israel Mosetla noma ngathi the late Israel Mosetla ethi wahalalela kiJehova wamahotla salandela ngo Fred Hammond ethi I will trust esithathu iyona leyo ke kaSbu Noah singenile esigabeni sesibili lishayile elesithathu ihora ngibingelele nakulabo abasanda kusjoina ufike kahle usekhaya singumngani siphinde sibe ngumsizi wansuku zonke sisena nayo nje noma ngathi isikhathi sihlukana ngo 5 o'clock yeah 5 o'clock lapho ke ngizobe ngithula khona intambo njoba ngithembisile ukuthi kulesi sigaba sizojoyina ngumfundisi uElijah Khumalo ungumbhali wencwadi ya uzosichazela kabanzi ngayo sizoyi unpacka naye le ncwadi ayibhalile yinhle kakhulu I believe ukuthi uma eqeda ukusichazela ngayo wonke umuntu uzothi hayi ngiyayifuna le ncwadi ngoba ngisafuna ukufunda more kuyona i-title le ncwadi ithi Messiah and then basically migration of heaven to earth uyayizwa le title lokuthi inzima kanjani ya ithi ngithathe ikhefu la kancane uma ngibuya ke nginaye umfundisi uElijah Khumalo.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
657 AM.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Nginaye ke la umfundisi uElijah Khumalo njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulolu suku sizoba nengxoxo naye sibheke lencwadi ayibhalile hey mfundisi ubhalile la yazi ngiyabona inama page ayingaki la 385 Wow, ubhalile mfundisi. Ngiyakubingelela, ngikwamukele la ekhayeni la kwa Radio Pulpit.
Siyabonga.
Ungababingelela emakhaya?
Siyanibingelela nonke emakhaya. Nalabo basendleleni basabuya emsebenzini. Ubingelela umfundisi Khumalo. La KwaZulu-Natal.
Amen. Hey, siyamthanda KwaZulu-Natal. Siyabathanda futhi nabazalwane bangale KwaZulu-Natal. And siyazi ukuthi njengoba sinawe kule ntambama kuningi esizokufunda mfundisi especially from lencwadi le oyibhalile. Uyazi abasuthu bathini ngale ligama lakho la kaElijah? But hi Duma ya tsamaya go loya ya Elijah. Hey, gaza bekwenze liphumapi le ligama mfundisi. Abazali bebathini nje mabakupha le ligama.
Ngicabanga ukuthi bebekuyisiprofito nje ngoba bebengazi ukuthi ngilanga ngiyofindiswa. Ngibe umfundi futhi ngilandele uElijah waseBhayibhelini umprofeti.
Okay.
Ngikuzama ngilapho.
Yeah. Also so now uhamba njengoElijah.
NjengoElijah.
Amen. Amen mfundisi. Okay, ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizo khuluma ngale ncwadi yakho, mhlambe ke asiqale la simazi uElijah esakhula. uElijah bokuyingane njani? uElijah ukhulele phi?
Ithi ngichaze kanje although my on my father's side we are from KwaZulu Natal, I grew a lot in the Northwest Province.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Joburg and raised mostly in a village called Mabuluka in the Northwest. That's where I went to school.
That's my village, Mfundisi. That's my village.
Umkaya.
Yebo.
Yeah. So I went to Edward Primary School there and did also my secondary school at Mutswani High School. Then from there, I went to Hebron Training College. And after matriculating at Hebron College, I went to what is now Tshwane University of Technology to study engineering.
Mm-hmm.
From Tshwane University of Technology, I went to Cape Peninsula of Technology also to continue with engineering. That was 4 years. From there, ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngathola i-scholarship ngashona khona le phesheya University of Missouri and continued with my studies in engineering. Ngiyakusho lokho because I had no intention ukubomfundisi nje noma igama lambe ku-Eliya, but mina I had my own plans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
so after living in the U.S. for 9 years, I came back to South Africa and worked for companies. I worked for companies like SAA, was head of procurement there. Ngaze ngazofika la, ngabuyela futhi KZN. I worked for NAMPEG and until I was a director at NAMPEG. So now in 2009, I must say that all the time when I was employed, as we were taught, we were reaching out to the lost, preaching the gospel. I forgot to say in 1979. I personally met the Lord and accepted Him as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
So in those days, we were taught that Mawumzalwane nje fanele go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Mhlambe isibusiso sami noma inkinga yami yaqala lapho ke. Because now in 2009, I came to the crossroads. Lapho uNkulunkulu angifuna full time in the ministry. Kuleso sikhathi bese siplante amabandla amaningi kakhulu in the Northwest Province area, and I had other fundisi who were already pastoring under my leadership.
Mm.
That's then. In that situation of being, I would say, a part-time in secular employment, full-time in the ministry, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
I found out that because most pastors were the new converts of my crusade, so I realized that we need some training to train other fundisi. Who didn't have the means to go to Ama Bible College Kajak.
Mm.
So that's when I started to write. I was just writing training manuals for pastors just to help them through. And Kwamanje, the book we will be discussing, it's book number 12 that I published. I have other books published in America, and then others published here locally. So this one is book number 12.
Hmm. Yo. Hayi cha, uyabhala mfundisi. Waqala nini ukubhala? Like uneminyaka emingaki usubhala?
I actually started in 1994.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, 1994.
Hmm. Uyazi mengikulalele la ukuthi usuke la waya kwenye indawo wasuka kwenye indawo waya kwenye indawo and ukuhamba kwakho kule ndawo ihlukahlukile ingenxa yemfundo angathi attend kuma universities. So now umbuzo wami ukuthi bowukhona kanjani uku-adjust from one place to another because ama environment awafani ne. So bowukhona kanjani ukuthi mo uphuma kule ndawo and then uya kwenye indawo u-adjust kahle.
Into eyangisiza kakhulu yothi umusa kaNkulunkulu kaNkulunkulu ngalendlela yokuthi mangifika endaweni noma ngifika phesheya into yokuqala engizoyifuna ibandla labazalwane yebo and then once ke I have this spiritual home
yeah
then I have abantu who will be my support who will give me orientation kahle and support
yeah
and then from there I kuba lula to navigate a new environment.
Yeah, cause now uhlangana nabantu okuthi bakhuluma i language eyodwa nawe i language oyi understandayo.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Wow. Yo mfundisi uhambo lwakho lu very very interesting. So uyingani ke before songena lapha ku ukuba yi teenager or lapho so yi teenager like bokuhamba kanjani angathi kunokuthi kuthiwa hey ama teenager ayahluphe and all that and especially uma kuza kubafana abakhulayo wena zange nje uhlupha abazali uthola uthatha ama stomp wa ama cigarette wafihla konke lokho
yenhlanhla my late mother though she was not saved she was a churchgoer
yeah
she was a loyal churchgoer so wasikhulisela kahle esontweni at that time there was no preaching of salvation or believing Jesus Christ as your salvation and believing that your personal savior but every Sunday she made sure that we are at church ngabe khona lapho esontweni ngabe umfumayeli ke even though I was outside the gospel so to speak and then so she helped as a lot as her children to guide our steps. I think the protection just comes from the Bible direct because mawuswe sontweni noma ungamazi uJesu njengomfundisi but uyofundiswa indlela yokuphila and uphile ngendlela eqondile.
Yeah.
So my youth was mostly saved by I became a fanatic, church fanatic, until 1979. Now I knew the reason why.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting mfundisi. Ithi sihlabelele lane no ubathabile sithi yebo kunjalo and then uma sibuya sizo unpacka ke lencwadi oyibhalile i book number 12 angathi mfundisi yep asihlabelele la nobathabile bese ke siyabuya siya unpacka.
Become active in faith. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Sithi yebo kunjalo Nkosi siyavuma konke okushoyo kuthina siyavuma uma uthi jump siyabuza sithi how high ngoba siyazi ukuthi unguNkulunkulu okuthi lendlela osihambisa kuyona akusindlela ezosilahla indlela esisa kuphi ekuphileni ubathabile uyasho la uthi yebo kunjalo ngisesenaye ke umfundisi uElijah Khumalo ungumbhali walencwadi ethi Messiah Migration of Heaven to Earth umfundisi asi unpacke lencwadi sikhuluma ngani la ngoba ngiyabona ukhava yakho abantu nabo baphakamisa izandla and ngibona nango omunye umuntu naye uphakamisa izandla ungathi nje kunento emphakamisayo kwenzakalani kule ncwadi
kule ncwadi ikhava isho nje ukuthi uJesu ngenye ilanga uzobuya mesebuya kuyoba nabantu labo bebemhlangabeza kuyoba nabantu labo who will be lost so manje le ncwadi it wants to help as many people as possible to know Jesus as Messiah ngoba uJohane 17 verse 3 uthi this is eternal life, to know the true God and Jesus Christ as Messiah. So, in the knowledge of the Messiah, there is eternal life. Manje inkinga masibeka nje emhlabeni. We find that ithi sibeke nje abaKristu. According to statistics, says that 31%. Believers, so to speak, in the world. No, 69% or sale. Lava bantu is people who will be left outside unless in a jenga bantu na bankulunkulu, we go the extra mile to bring them in. Ithi iBhayibheli, others you must snatch them as out of the fire. Ngoba, if I just make an example, like kule 69% engaphandle, there are people who just say they are non-religious, they are agnostic, they are atheist, besides the religious people. So, ngamanye amazwi kusho ukuthi, if we say straight talk, 69% of the world population are in danger of peril. Wonke ama revivals are esendulini. Wonke ama crusades. Wonke ama outreaches. As the body of Christ, we've managed to reach 31% of the world population. So it's 2.4 billion people out of almost 8 billion people. So, lapho ke over 5 billion people, they are in danger of peril. Now, I received an assignment. I think you're going to ukuthi nami kakhulu kakhulu kule sikhathi se-COVID ukuvalwa amabandla sihlela ekhaya kukhona i-lockdown that we must trust God to present the gospel to this 69% in a way that there'll be no lockdown, there'll be no the church won't be shut down. And one of the ways is this book, The Messiah.
Wow.
In the Messiah, we discuss or we present an accurate and holistic proclamation of the Messiah, as a spirit being that existed in heaven is the word of God, before time was created. Because there are many confusions now. Messiah, this religion and this religion. Like today we have 4,200 world religions.
Wow.
If the Bible is true, I'm challenging Christians. If the Bible is true, and we do not do something to reach out to the 4,200 world religions, to the over 5.5 billion people who have not yet met Christ and follow Him and believe in Him, our assignment is huge.
Yeah.
So in this book, anyone who will read this book, it is intended primarily for people that have not yet met Christ through no fault of their own. Christians use it to study and learn and have more accurate knowledge of who the Messiah is, foremost outside creation. Because abantu bayamazi uJesu njengowazala ingane kaMary kanjalo kanjalo, Jesus of history, Jesus of or Jesus of philosophy. But most Christians, I find out, we don't know this side of Jesus outside creation, of the Messiah outside creation. Now that the book presents that being, that divine being, and most people who will take time to read and understand, they have their own divine encounter with a divine spirit being called the Messiah. We know he came on earth temporarily, took a human body. Through the Virgin Mary. But the major thing about him is not that. The major thing about him is that as a divine being, creation came into being through and by him and for him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, just 1-2 minutes. Many Christians, we've been taught over the years about hell. Another day, but the major thing is that the very same person who brought creation into being, when you come into about chapter 30 of the book, you realize something called the heading of the chapter is the apocalypse, which means the doing away of creation. All creation that has not subjected itself to the Messiah, so that it can be reconciled to God. God has set a day that it will be destroyed by the Messiah. It's only the Messiah who has, if you read the book of Revelation, yes, the seven passwords that will activate that final end of creation. So before even we talk about hell, this creation we see today has an expiry date. So it means this over 5 billion people, 69% of the world population, where will they be?
Sure, that's a good question.
Those are big questions. The book is very systematic. It shows us the role of the Messiah for every human being on earth. It's a vital necessity. It's not about inkolo. It's not about religion. It's about the divine spirit being who left heaven to come to rescue earth, to rescue people of the earth.
Amen.
Because creation is temporal.
Manje mfundisi, umuntu ongamazi uKristu ungambona kanjani? And then uma umbona ekutheni umsize ukumamukela uKristu njengomsindisi ukuze impilo yakhe ishintshe, umsiza kanjani loyo muntu? And ngendlela yokuthi mhlambe awumjaji, and nangendlela okuwukuthi izoletha interest kulo muntu lapho umtshela khona ngoKristu ukuthi woza kuKristu, kunempilo kuKristu. Iziphi indlela esingayisebenzisa ukuthi abantu abeze kuJesu?
What's amazing to answer the question. What's amazing is that God has made the way so simple for someone to come to know Jesus Christ and believe in the Messiah. He says in Romans chapter 10, from verse 9 and 10 there, he says, if you confess that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, he is the Lord, and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, many people I know, they just hear that, they think, no, this is too simple, it's too good to be true.
Mm.
But remember, it is God speaking. It is God giving us his prescription.
Yeah.
It is God giving us his plan, how he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. And he did it so, deliberately so, so that every human being, because all of us, we have mouths, we have the tongue inside the mouth, we have vocal cords, we can speak words. He made it so simple that anyone who will do that by faith, believing in the Messiah, and also believing, not questioning God's credibility, but actually taking God at his word. Most of us did that, and our lives changed totally and forever. Very simple.
I love that. And, you know, this is amazing. Whereas last week, besakhulu mangayo lendaba, the second coming of Jesus Christ, lapho besine discussion khona nomfundisi uFakude. So today naku futhi siyayikhuluma lendaba, and manje siyikhuluma from lencwadi oyibhalile. I-message kusese yiyo ukuthi uChrist uyabuya. So umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi si ready yini? Uma engathi manje nje sengifikile, ngiyayibuza ukuthi singabazalwane sizothi yebo, si ready ukuthi ubuye futhi ungoKristu. So iziphi izinto okumele sizenze lapho ke sisalindile?
Thina nje ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu njengabazalwane, let's take God at his word. Sonke lento yakufundiswa befundisi, masihlale phezu kwazo. Let's stay in the word of God. If we do jokes, we must never joke with scripture, because we joke with our lives. If we take God seriously, all the truths that we've been taught, let's know that the time is near where Lapo will see the reward of abiding by those truths. In the time is salele, I can summarize it like that, that no matter where you are, as a child of umntwana kaNkulunkulu, be umntwana kaNkulunkulu uncompromisingly, whether going through hard times, difficult times, good times, remain true.
Ngiyakuzwa mfundisi. It is thathe elincane nje ikhefu, and then uma sibuya ke sizoyivala lengxoxo, bese ke usipha ne imininingwane ukuthi utholakala kanjani. Umuntu uthi ngiyayifuna lencwadi, ngifuna ukufunda kabanzi ngokubuya kukaKristu. Ithi ke sindlule ngala ngaphambi kokuthi sivale.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012 0800 334 1200, or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mfundisi, in closing, ungathini kuwo wonke umuntu alalele, ikakhulukazi nangale ncwadi le enhle oyibhalile, Messiah, Migration of Heaven to Earth.
Balaleli lapho emakhaya, namakholwa mhlaba wonke jikelele, we trust and believe in the living God. Let's continue in the faith. And also remember that we are blessed to bless others.
Amen.
So ungabumza manje oyithulele, you never think anything about umsindisi wakho. This book will help those Christians to reach out to others. Because when we reach out to others, we use the book, we give it as a free gift. Give to somebody on their special occasion as a free gift. Targeting those people that are in this 69%, I was saying, those unbelievers who never come to the crusade, never come to church, never come to revival, we target them. Those who can read, let's give them another chance of coming into the kingdom of God. Now, to get a copy of this book, before in Ghana, foremost, you can contact us at the Messiah Academy on this number, 067-717-0920. Deep in the 40, 067-717-0920.
Okay. Kusho ukuthi bazothola yonke imininingwane ukuthi inani lale ncwadi imalini, yonke into bashayela kule number 067-717-0920. And then ku social media ukhona mfundisi?
Yebo, sikhona ku social media. Our timeline is in anga kulu bazalwane, but you can get more information on WhatsApp. You can join the Messiah Academy group on Facebook. Check our page there, Messiah International. And last but not least, those who can't call, you can also send an email. Our email address is messiahworldsavior@gmail.com. messiahworldsavior@gmail.com.
Mfundisi, sibonga kakhulu ukuthi usibhalele incwadi enhle kangaka, ikakhulukazi ngalo myalezo okuthi ubalulekile. You know, sometimes nokuthi singabazalwane si relax, sikhohle ukuthi uyabuya uKristu. So yes, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nisikhumbuze ukuthi nanoma inini angabuya. Yebo.
Yeah, uthi uzobuya njengesela, unannounced
mfundisi.
Unannounced.
Yebo, kunjalo. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi usiphe isikhathi sakho sizoxoxisana nawe. Labo ke abayidingayo lencwadi, umfundisi uyishile yonke imininingwane. Unga WhatsApp ku 067-717-0920. I think i WhatsApp i fast mfundisi, ngoba sihlezi siphethe ama phone kithina. Ya, banga WhatsApp ngithi kule number, and then wena ke uzophendula. Amen. Siyabonga mfundisi. Sizophina sihlangane futhi angazi nini kodwa ukuhlangana khona sizohlangana. Ithike ngikuphelezele ngalomhlabelelo ka Jabulile Mavundla ethi olifika la ka Jehova bese singena ku discussion yethu sikanye no Bishop Hosea Richard Mukwena, linga sugi pondo lakho, sisazo kubeka, kuzo kuyoshaya u 5 o'clock.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.